You may have heard of the great hunt for the wild strawberries, but what happened to the town? Why was it destroyed? Well, back on that Saturday, the first day of the hunt, his mom heard gunshots. She cringed. She hated Saturdays when her son shot the trees and wildlife. But nevertheless, she continued packing food for the great hunt her son was about to consummate. Anyway, she continued packing and in the process accidentally hit the easy button. Anyway, her son got home and she gave everything to him and said goodbye. Life without the boy was just not the same. Life was boring as the days drew on. Every day, she watched the clock, its hands slowly turning clockwise around the circle. Suddenly, she became curious. What were wild strawberries? What was her son looking for? So she did what everyone would do. She looked up wild strawberries on Wikipedia. She found something very interesting. Her son was looking for a band, or maybe a movie. But which one? There was a film, Wild Strawberries, a 1957 film by Ingmar Bergman, Wild Strawberries, a Canadian pop music group, Wild Strawberry, a Scottish band, Wild Strawberries, a Yugoslavian rock band of the 1980s, or Wild Strawberries, a song by Australian group PNAU. Thinking rationally, she came up with the Canadian pop music group since Canada was the closest. Even though it was the closest, it was still very far away. It would take the poor boy over a month to walk that far. What could she do? She devised a plan to take a flight to Canada and would hopefully find her boy. She went into her room and started to pack. While packing, she looked out the window and saw a flash of lightning. A storm was brewing. After she completed her packing, she quickly put it into her car and began to drive to the airport. As she arrived, it was pouring rain and she found it quite difficult to enter the airport. When she entered, a man came over and told her all the flights were canceled because of high wind velocity. High wind velocity? Who says that? I know people want to sound smart and everything, but who says that? What a nerd! Anyway, she headed home in anger and threw her suitcase on her bed. The rain did not let up. After many years, her son was still not back. The rain had still not stopped since her visit to the airport. Something wasn't right. Things seemed to be getting archaic, and she thought her son must be an anathema. Was this the end? Was all hope lost? She pressed her easy button for assurance, and a TV fell right beside her. But no TV would cheer her up. Now, whoa! Is that what I think it is? 100-inch TV? No way! She quickly set it up and watched movies in amazing quality. Her hopes were about to spiral down as suddenly nefarious creatures flew down from the sky. A feeling of chagrin overcame her. The creatures were churlish and very prodigious, they propagating in great number, precluding anyone from escaping. A state of penury struck everyone as the creatures stole money, food, clothing, everything. She usually let the creatures take what they wanted, but when they came for that TV, no way! She fought the creatures as best she could with her fist, her foot, her handgun, her shotgun, her AK-47, her hand grenade, her rocket launcher, her bazooka, her atomic bomb. Nothing worked! The creatures got very annoyed by this and put her, along with many, many others, in a jail cell where they tortured everyone for long periods of time, making life a living hell. Despair struck. People died. And then soon, everyone was dead. Everyone. And the creatures took all the bodies and left. And her son returned to find the city destroyed. The people gone. Hope was lost. But why did the creatures take the bodies? Well, it was later discovered by NASA that the creatures were taking our brains. They were studying them carefully, looking at them for anything. And they were amazed. They said the human brain was the most incredible, most complex brain they had ever seen. The only problem was that the humans did not use their brain to its full ability. The creatures decided to use this to their advantage. They took the human brains and transferred them into their own head, making the creatures almost invincible. All this thanks to the human brain, the amazing brain that humans have yet to uncover the mystery of. And as for the boy? Well, let's just say today is Saturday. The end.